We're up to Simen Mem Hei Halacha Hei. Mem Hei Hei. The laws of Zimun. Hilchas Birchas HaZimun Halacha Hei. On the page, I have to get ready to new handouts. Almost finished, these handouts. Reish Mem Dalet. Okay, the laws begin Im B'nei HaMasiba Shav B'malo. Who benches? Who is honored with leading the benching? So first thing, before we begin this Halach, we have to understand that we're dealing where everyone is paying for their own meal. You're in a restaurant, okay, or you're in yeshiva, and everyone is equal. Everyone is equal. No one is the balabas. Then the following rules apply. However, as we're going to see very soon in the halacha, if you are in a guest in someone's home, then it is that it's his the bal habayis. It's his call, his discretion. He can take it for himself, or he can give it to a guest. He can give it to anyone he wants. Al pi halacha, and there's nothing wrong. I don't even know if there's any of being machabed one over another. We're discussing here a situation where everyone is equal. You are sitting in a restaurant. Everyone paid for their own meal, or some kind of communal meal, and that's our discussion. B'nei HaMasiba Shav B'mal. Everyone is equal. V'yesh B'nei Kohen. And among the group, there is a koi mitzvah lechade b'brichas hamozon shenemar v'ki dashta. You shall honor the koin. Avlam yesh b'neim adam gadol b'chashav. But let's say there's a person there that's a Talmud chacham. Yivarechu he has kedima. A Talmud chacham has kedima. A person that's recognized as being an exceptional Talmud chacham has kedima over a person who is a koin. V'noagim lo says la'ovel levarich. But the best thing to do is to give a person who's a Tachim Beishan. Not even people don't know this halacha. The best thing to do is when you're, that is a mila of giving, or two things to give a mila. People don't know. An oval should get maftir. People know that. If you were in a shul, I after my father was nivta for a period of time, I davened in Ruach HaTorah. It's a yeshiva around the corner from me. So the gabe there, he was very into this. Anyone that's an oval has kedima to get maftir. Even as long as
why
there's nothing.
Do the secondary aliyah?
What? No, because you make many brachas. It's a matter of making more brachas, more opportunities to make a bracha for people to answer amen. It's not secondary. It's not a chiyuv. It's not one of the shiva kruvim. It's right, but you make many brachas. And many brachas has the mile that you have many. You have a mile of answering amen. So as long as there was no special occasion that week, normally you go to regular shul. So who do you give? Oh, you give maftir. Oh, you're going to pay for it. Who are you going to give maftir? If you give someone maftir, you owe us. That's the attitude in most shuls. I only give maftir to someone very choshev. Okay, you have yard, someone has yard side that week, you have no choice, so you're going to give a maftir. But let's say that no one has yard side that week. And you have in the shul five people that are tochvi beis chodesh. Is it even a consideration to give the avelim maftir? No. We're going to give maftir who we can get, who we'll get the most out of in the shul. When we want to butter up someone to give a donation, or we want someone, money is honey. We're going to butter. But here, the Gabbai, he could have done that. He definitely could have done that. There were like chashra people there, here and there. No, his rule was, if we don't have any chiv this week to give maftir to, the one that's going to get maftir is someone who's an avel. And if we have two avel and three avel, so we'll rotate, alternate, who gets that, who gets it. Very, very interesting. I didn't know the halacha. I was very surprised, but that's what he did. And here, by benching, the rule is exactly the same. When everyone else is equal, the one that has kadima to get benching is an avel, because everything, the extra that he does, is zechus for the neshama. The noegim lo says la avel levarach v'davka kashav b'mal. Of course, all of this is true when everything else is equal. No one has any special preference. The royal So now putting arrows aside, let's say there are no Avelim, and let's say there is no Kohanim, and there are no Levim. We're going to see soon that a Levi also has Kedima. If you do not have a Kohen, there is such a thing that a Levi has Kedima. It's a very big question why that's so. Why is that so to give a Levi over a Yisrael? There is no din of the Kidashta by a Levi, but yet that is the custom. A Levi also has Kedima over a coin. It's a very big shawl. Let's say you come to shul and there's no coin. Right? You come to shul for davening, for laning, and there's no coin. Who gets the first aliyah?
Yisrael.
So is there an inyan to give a Levi the first aliyah? So first of all, the sparda hachavila, you give. Right. Can you give a Levi? You can if you want. Is there an inyan to mechabrim for the first aliyah? So this is a debate. Some say absolutely not. He's 100% equal to any other person in shul. There's a din of the kiddushta by a kohen. V'zehu. If there's no kohen, nispar de hachavila, the rope has unraveled. Everyone here in shul is equal. We don't take into consideration your levi. However, by benching, you see that you do. You do take into consideration. Now, I did remember hearing that there is such an inyan that not everyone agrees everyone is equal. If you don't have, then there is an opinion that giving a levy is also a kibbutz.
Your salvation was mocked not to give a levy.
Because
the people shouldn't think
that he's a kohen. Maybe that's really right. What it's about. Maybe that's why we say everyone is equal. We overlook giving cover to a levy because you should make that mistake and think he's a kohen. But by benching, you don't have that problem. Benching, you give Yisrael benching all the time. So maybe that's why there is an inyan to be mechabe the levy with the first, with our bench. It could be that's a very interesting svar. If everything else is equal, you should give a person who's generous. This benching, one thing you take away when you learn the laws of benching, I never really, you know it's true, but you don't get the flavor of how true it really is until you learn the halacha of that benching is so choshev. It's so chaviv. When you're benching, it's like you win the lottery. Even when you bench by yourself, you have an opportunity to recite Birchas Hamazon. You have bread on the table. Hashem is sending down to you billions of dollars when you have the zechus just the bench all alone privately. Al achas kama v'kama. You have an opportunity to lead benching with three people, with 10 people, and to use a kois and to say Rabbeisai Nivarech and all of these things. It's like you get the impression you literally won the lottery when you bench Bitsibur. A person is generous, sone betza, he hates injustice, the goimel chesed moino, he's generous with his money, shenemar v'toiv ayin yivorach. That's the way you really read the pasuk, yivorach, will be blessed. Yivorach means will be blessed. The Gemara makes a drasha, al tikri, do not read yivorach, elo yivorech, shall bless. Whereas Joshua, you can change in the kudos, the one who is generous shall be the one that is honored with benching. Okay, let's see. Yeah?
Maybe the person you're referring to is the other Gadol of Joshua. Not a Yahamah.
An Adam, yeah.
Gadol, but somebody who's
a leader, a community leader.
Yeah.
Community leader, a Rashiva.
No.
I get a lot of trouble. Rashivas have no time to learn. Or a Shiva, you're fundraising the whole day. You're dealing with everyone's problems. You're dealing with all these Bachim come talking about Shaduchim. What does talking about Shaduchim have to do with anything? Rashiva's not a Shiva, the whole day. They talk to Bachim about Shaduchim. I went out with a girl, and this happened, that happened. Should I do the Shaykh? Should I not do the Shaykh? And it's a nightmare. How could you express your opinion on not telling a boy who to marry? It's just a nightmare. The best Rebbe that I knew in Yeshiva, he never, ever, ever gave it. Everyone who used to run to him to talk about Shaduchim, there was one particular Rebbe, anyone's in Shaduchim, is sitting at his table, talking to him day and night, and he never, ever told someone what to do. His koyach was, he would have you bring out your sveikas.
That's the first count. First rule of counseling.
Yeah, professionals, people who have gone to school and spent 10 years going through internships and fellowships and getting a real degree, so they know this. But what does a Rashiva know about this? They don't go any formal training. But he naturally understood this and that he was very good at it. And he had the Bachim really bring out their own problem where they came to a point where they made their own decision. It's a fantastic and amazing talent. That's Nevinah. Whereas you go to other people, they'll tell you, do the shirk, don't do the shirk. And then, how could you take upon yourself such responsibility? It's you don't even know, you don't barely know the facts, you don't know the details. But any event, Toiv Ayin, so we have here, the one that should get the benching is the person who is generous. So let's see what it's over here about an Avel in the Shemesh and Halacha and Halacha Gimel. The Noyeg, the Minig is to give it to an Avel. Lavarech Ayim B'shal Shuv Shavus Yaakov. The Kol Neshech Me'avelus to Hu Yibes Chodesh Yivarech V'zimun V'hu L'to Elas Hames. A person should strive during the 12 months of Avelus to bench, to lead benching. It's a To'elus L'neis V'gam B'may Yortzat K'she'enu Mis'anen Nochon Shuv Yivarech B'chazamazen. Likewise in the Yortzat, if you're not fasting. Of course, some of the custom, it's a very good thing to fast on the Yahrzeit. But if you're not fasting on the Yahrzeit because it's Rosh Chodesh, or because it's Shabbos, or Yom Tov, or because stop, you don't fast, you don't have the koyach to fast. So then it's a very good thing that a person should leave the benching on that day. That's an important halacha that many people are not aware of. Okay, now let's go to the... back to... yeah.
You said a Avelim should leave the bench.
Yes.
A lot of Avelim will not go to a meal with three, four couples.
Of course, that's usher. Sudas Reyes is forbidden. It means Shalashudas. Shalashudas and Shul, or let's say you're sitting at home. You're sitting at home, or...
you go to a restaurant if you pay for it, and there's no...
You're going in business, you're at work. Let's say you're at work, and you have three people at work that eat lunch together, right? You go to the lounge, depending where you work. Okay, so you teach, let's say you're a Rebbe in Yeshiva, and during lunch break you go eat your lunch in the dining room with the Bacharim, and there are other Rebbeim at your table. So who leads the benching? The one, that's enough. An Avil will always find himself in a situation where he's eating together in a permissible fashion, and in those situations, the people should be aware that the right thing is the Avil should lead the benching. That is a very important halacha to be aware of. Now there are, he also here in the Piskei Tshuvas, he has here very nice, he breaks down, he went through all the Svarim, and he gives you the order of Kedima. If I could find it, remember I prepared it. If everyone is equal, where is the order? I know I had it here. I forgot it maybe. I don't know where it is. Okay, we'll come to it. I know he has in letters. He wrote it. He gives an order of who gets who has kedima. Maybe it was at the end. All right, believe it. We'll come across at a later point in time. Okay, let's now go to the next halacha. Halacha vav. Hamavarich yom betchil, the one who leads the benching shall say as follows: Hav lon unavarich. Let us bench. Ki kol milei de kedusha boy hazmana. Everything which milei, why do you have to begin with what many of us say, Rabbo Sai nivarech? Let us bench, or havlon. Havlon literally means, what does it mean? Havlon.
Come
here. Come here.
Lift up the curse and give it to the bencher.
Havlon, come over here, come to us, come, pay attention. Havlon basically means pay attention, and let's now, let us bench. Why do you have to make this announcement and ask everyone to pay attention and bench, prepare to benching? Because anything of Kedusha requires preparation. Kikol milei de Kedusha boy hazman. If you don't want to say the words Havlon Aramaic, you can say in Hebrew, Rabbi Sain Varech, like we say, or he quotes in Yiddish, Kemoshan Biloshan Ashnas Mirvel mention. The answer Yehi Shem Hashem Baruch Me'atov Yerlam V'Achakach Amavarech V'Achakach V'Achar Berishus, he asks Rishus from the people that are sitting with permission. The Chulei Berishus Harav Berishus Takehanim Meronon V'Rabbanon V'Rabbasai Nivareich. Let us bless Hashem Shachalnu Mishalo. We have eaten from His food. V'Amesubin Oimrim. The Oimrim, they respond Baruch. May Hashem be blessed. Shachalnu mishalo, we have eaten from His food. V'chayzer hamavrach v'yomer gamhu baruch shachalnu v'chulu. V'noyhagim b'ktsas mekaymos shalachar shesim mavrach. This is important. After the mavrach finishes baruch shachalnu mishalo uvituvo chayinu shalachar shesim hamavrach uvituvo chayinu oinin hamesubin amen. The people, not everyone knows, the people that are listening, the other two people, after they hear the leaders say, Baruch Shechalu Mishalo, the proper thing is to answer, Amen. Mm-hmm.
Is it
read
by
OT? Yeah.
I've never heard that.
Prayer yes.
Statement.
Yeah, I do it.
Rabbo Sai Mivelvention or Rabbatai Nivarech, or in the Aramaic.
Havlon, yeah.
Havlon. How come the response is always in Ivrit?
The response is always in Hebrew, but the request. That's hazmana. That's not part of the bracha. No, the response is a pasuk. A response. This is not a pasuk. This is just a hazmana. Let us now bench. The response is a pasuk. Yehi Shem Hashem Mevarach. You could say it in English as well. You could say it. You can. The response is a pasuk, so a pasuk is more correct.
That's it. We're benching now.
The pasuk is
15 guys are talking around the
table.
That's right.
We're going to come to the Sfardim. I know the Sfardim, they have a whole different nusach. I know we're going to come to the Sfardim in a moment. Okay, let's see. Sas mekay mosl mahagul lema amen. In some place, the custom is not to answer amen. Gam yesh min hagim shen binyan amiras baruchu v'ruch shmo. Now this is a very complicated issue. If you look in some of the benchers, do you say, does the leader say baruchu v'ruch shmo before he begins the birchas hamazon? So there are many opinions in this matter. Some do, some do not. In most of the benchers, they do have it in parentheses. Let's see what it says here in the art scroll, the original art scroll, Siddur, after Shachris. Okay, Shachris the Chol. We have here Aleinu. All these additional things to say. Animamin. Here we go. Here they have the leader says, Baruch Shachalu Mishlo Uvetu Chayinu. Baruch Hu Baruch Shemo. It's not in parentheses. In the article Siddur, they actually have it out, spelled out. The proper thing that the Mavarch, the leader, should say before he concludes. Baruch Hu Baruch Shemo. Let's see further. V'ktsas mekaymas nohagu l'maramin v'gam yesh m'vokim shem b'inyin amiris Baruch Hu Baruch Shemo. Yesh am say shem Mavarch ayim rabbi kishem mezamnim rak b'shleish. Some have the custom that the Mavarch, the leader, only says it when there are three people, but not when there are 10 people. When there are 10 people, then you do not say Baruch Hu Uvaruch Shemo, because you already said Hashem's name. Why are you saying Baruch Hu Baruch Shemo? Because you're saying Baruch Shechalu Mishalo Uvetuvo Chayinu. We are referring to Hashem, Baruch Hu Baruch Shemo. But when you say Hashem's name, Baruch Elokeinu Shechalu Mishalo, there's no need to say Baruch Hu Baruch Shemo, since you have already said Hashem's name. The Yeshem, some say She'ein La'amor Elokeinu Shazamim Be'asas, some say just the opposite. Some say that you should only say it when you say Hashem's name, because that's what Baruch Hu Baruch Shemo refers to, the mention of Hashem's name. That's why. But if you're not saying Hashem's name, Baruch Shechalu Mishlo V'Tuvo Chayinu, then there's no need to praise Hashem's name, because he did not say Hashem's name. The kid says that's the proper thing to do. He's of the opinion you should only say when you say Elokeinu. The people who are responding, the people who are answering, they should never say Baruch Hu Baruch Shmo. Umikol shekein shemavarich birchas hamazon b'lezimun shelo yamru. Certainly, if you're saying birchas hamazon without zimun, you're all alone, and you're reciting birchas hamazon alone. You do not say Baruch Hu Uvaruch Shemo. Okay. What? If you're all alone, of course not. You're all alone. You don't say Rabbi Yisrael. You're all alone. So this rule of Baruch Uvaruch Shemo is a very complex halacha. Some do, some don't. The article, the way the Kitzur presents it, is that you should only say it. His opinion is only when you have 10 people you should say it. If you only have 3 people, you should not say it. That's not necessarily the custom. I think the Gross says that you always say it. You say it no matter what, whether you have 3, whether you have 10, you always say it, which is not the opinion of what it says in the Kitzur Shulchanoch. Now let me tell you what it says over here on the bottom. He has a couple of interesting things. Hamavarich Yamar. Now you mentioned the Svardim. Okay, Mr. Marillis mentioned the Svardim. They have a different nusach. If you go among Svardim and listen to how they bench, their nusach is a little bit more elaborate. They say Havlon Unavarich Lemalka Iloa Kadisha. Okay, that's a very long introduction. Let us go and bless the King, the Exalted King, and the Holy King. And the response is Ve'oinim Hamasubim Shamayim. If he has such a nusach, the answer heaven. Then the Mavarech says, "Bereshus Malka Iloa Kadisha uVereshuscham Nevarech," and then they go on and they proceed the regular. So they break it up into two different parts and they mention Shemaim. I don't know what this is all about. You have to ask the Sfardim, but they have a much more elaborate. You got to be careful when you stay among Sfardim. They have all different minhagim. Now, next, the one that says it. Must say it out loud, of course. V'yesh lemezam. I'm reading over here what it says. I'm reading you. We don't have this. What it says in the Pesach Shuvos. V'yesh lemezam in loymar birchas hazimun bekol ram. You must say it loud. Everyone must hear. Okay, that's pashut. They have to respond. Okay, now this is important halacha. Let's say a person in the middle of a bracha, the response to Baruch Shachanu Mishlo is so important, is so powerful, in halacha, it is unique. You're allowed to answer Baruch Shachanu Mishlo even if you are in the middle of Asher Yotzar. The person went to the Beis HaKisei, comes to the Beis HaKisei, he's a little Asher Yotzar, and now they start to bench without him. And he hears the leader say, Rabbi Osai Nevarech, that you can answer. And then he says, Nevarech Shechalnu Mishalo, and you're part of this group, you can answer Baruch Shechalnu Mishalo Uvetuvel Chayinu, even if you are in the middle of Asher Yotzar, or in Birchas Kriyashma, the middle of Davna. I know it's very strange, because what are you benching? How is it possible that you ate? I don't know how this happened. By Ma'ariv.
Middle of
Ma'ariv. Okay, could be you're middle of Ma'ariv, and your group starts benching without you, but it sees even in Shachas. Shachas, you're not supposed to eat. What?
Why shouldn't you?
Why? Because it's a hefsek. Are you allowed to talk?
One is the deraisa, let's say. One is the benching is deraisa.
Maybe that's the lomnis. One is the deraisa, one is the rabbanon. Or he says here from the Ketzos HaShulchan and the Mishnah Berurah as well, because it's a mitzvah iveris. That's the critical issue. It's not deraisa. Because this is your only chance. When it comes to many other brachos responding, it's not a mitzvah. It's just a response. So to respond, if I won't answer the phone now, I'll answer it later on. It's not a mitzvah. Or when you're responding to something, it's not a mitzvah. Take the lulav now. I'll take the lulav when I finish davening. But if you ate a meal, and now your group is benching, if you're not going to bench with them, that's it, you're done. You'll never have an opportunity to bench for this meal like in this fashion.
So, let's say you're still eating.
Yeah.
Is it better to bench and then make another maitri?
No, you don't have to bench. No, that's not. You fulfill your zimun. That'll be later on. Those halakhas are the end of the simon.
Oh, okay.
You don't have to. Or you fulfill your zimun answering in the middle, and then you can continue eating. And that's perfectly fine. You fulfill your obligation 100%, even though you're going to continue eating later on. But here, your group is leaving, and this is your only chance. It's called the mitzvah veres, and we have a tremendous chiddush that you're allowed to be mafsik even in the middle of Asher Yotzar and Birchas Kriyashma in order to respond to Baruch Shechalnu Mishlov Tuvo Chayinu. Okay, then he quotes over here the halacha about saying Baruch Hu V'Ruch Shemo. He basically says that whatever you do is good. He presents over here in the Piskei Shuvos such a long, complicated set of opinions. Many people don't say it at all. They never say Baruch Hu V'Ruch Shemo. Some say it no matter what. Some say like the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch says. And also he quotes the minute like Rav Michal, you mentioned, some do not say Amen. There are different customs as to you say, do you respond Amen? When the Mavarach says Baruch Shechalu Mishlov Tuvo Chayinu, do the people that are participating, do they answer Amen? The Kitzur says you should say Amen. He says, no, there are some opinions that B'davka, you should not say Amen. So basically, whatever you do is good. V'nahar, v'nahar, u'v'shate.
No, I just said I've never been aware of it.
No, I've seen this all the time, where the people that are sitting by the meal, they respond Amen. They do respond Amen. He says that's what some say, but you should be aware that not everyone holds that you should do that. Yeah.
Three people are benching.
Yeah.
You're just sitting. You didn't eat at all.
No.
Something that you could say. With
yes,
him.
You say Baruch. Yeah, there is a nusach. I don't remember. Blineder will come to it. Yeah, I know that happens all the time. There is a nusach. There is something you're supposed to say. There is something you're supposed to say. I don't remember at this moment. Blineder will come to that before we conclude this simon. Okay, let's now go to the next halacha. Halacha Zayin. Yivarech b'kol. The people that bench, the person that bench, must bench b'kol. V'hamasubin yomru imoy mila b'mila b'lacha shavasev kol bracha yaktimu l'saimim. Yivarech k'dei shiyanu amin al b'rachasa. Okay, we discussed this yesterday in our introduction. The one that leads the benching has an obligation. It's this, how it must be done. He must recite the words out loud. He may not bench quietly to himself. He must say each word of the benching out loud, and the people that are part of the group will say it along with him quietly. That is the custom. As we mentioned in the Hagdama, that in Ikar Hadin, the way it was done in the time of Chazal, or even not before, originally, is that one person would say the benching and everyone would answer Amen. That's the true Zimun. The true Zimun is to bench together by one person saying the benching and everyone everyone else at the meal answering amen to the brachos of the leader. The reason why we do not do that, as we mentioned now yesterday, is because we have attention deficit disorder. It's very hard for us to concentrate to every single word of someone that someone else does. We'd rather do it on our own, and that's why. But at least you have to preserve at least a token fulfillment of the original halacha by letting the leader say it out loud, and you following along with him quietly, word by word. You should finish your bracha before he finishes, and allow him to conclude the bracha out loud, and you answer amen. Next, hamavarich. Next, halacha ches. Achar birchas hamazon, mavarich alakoyis shvirch alab. Before we go further, let me just tell you what it says over here in the Piskei Tshuvos. I'm subin yomu imo mila b'mila v'kasu hachrayim l'lamed tzchos al minig rabim v'toyvim shemavarchem la'atzam b'kol ram b'loli osam lebrachas azan shalom zamein kevin shayim kasha l'tzamsem hakavana. Can we mention that? Vada yesh lahakbil anos amen achar brachas hazon shalom zamein v'prad b'pachas masarish oz b'yoyz tzorch shivarch yachan. Okay, so the very least is at least to be very careful at least to answer amen. At least be careful to answer amen to the bracha of the leader of the benching. Halacha zayin. Halacha chems. Halacha ches. Halacha ches. Achar birchas hamazon b'varach halakoyis sheberich alav v'shoyis. Now we're up to the conclusion. So we learned yesterday that on Shabbos and on Yom Tov, when there are three people, it's proper to bench al hakoyis. We mentioned yesterday they really make a radin even during the weekday. It's proper to bench al hakoyis. However, the minhag ha'olam is not to use a koyis unless it is a sudas mitzvah for whatever reason. So now it's Shabbos, it's Yom Tov, or it's a sudas mitzvah, and you're benching al hakoyis. The one that concludes benching, he now makes a bori pri agafen, and he's supposed to drink a revius. Achar birchas hamazon mevarech al hakoyis sheberech alav shoytze shiur revius. You must drink a shiur revius, 3 ounces of wine. That's a lot for some people to drink.
Only if you want to make a bracha from.
No, that's a bidiyavet. Lechatchila, you're supposed to drink the full shiur. That's the ideal. Bidiyavet, if you know in advance, we're going to come to that in a moment, that you're not planning on drinking a revius. I'm only going to bench if I'll just take a sip, and I won't have to make al hagefen. You can do it also, but that's not a lichah. That's a bidiyavet. And you're even allowed to accept the benching, knowing that you're going to do that. But if you're not going to even want to take a sip, you're not going to want to make the bari pri hagafen at all, then you're not allowed to accept the benching. And lechatchila, you should drink a shir revius kedei sheyuchal levarich bracha acharoina. Im hakoisa shel hamesubim him pegumim, like we learned when it came to brachas hamazon, if the koisos are pegum, they're blemished, they have a defect. Tzarech hamavarich lite mikoisa naat lesech koisos shelohem achar. Now let's go to the kos hamesub. The people who are sitting by the table, if they also want to drink wine when you finish benching, and their koisay sar pegumim tzarech hamavarach, because they drank already from their cup of food during the meal, tzarech hamavarach lite mikoisay ma'atul tzarech koisay shalachem achar sheberich bar pri agafen kaidem sheyishtehu kidei sheyvarchu gam heim al koisay she'enam pegumim. So it appears that the custom was in ancient times that after birchas hamazon, not only did the mevarich recite bari pri agafen, the people at the meal also said bari pri agafen. Everyone had in front of them a cup of wine. But the people by the table, they did not necessarily have a full cup of wine. They had a partial cup of wine, the leftovers of the wine from the meal. Now that wine is pogum because they drank from that wine before the meal, during the meal. Now, when benching is over, and the Mevarich says, Bar Pri Agafen, it's a kosher mitzvah, if they also want to say, what? If he has to have kavan, if he moitz them. Only if he has kavan. If he doesn't have kavan, if they're not going to be yotze, then he's not yotze. But he technically can. And if they want to drink and they want it to be considered to be a kosher bracha, it cannot, because a kosher bracha may not be pogum. Since they sipped from these cups during the meal, it's pogum. How do you rectify pogum? This we learned yesterday, that the cut of a pogum is to add water or to add wine. So here he can take from his kosher bracha and pour a small amount of wine into their cups, and that removes the defect of pogum from their cups. If they have empty cups, they have nothing, and he wants to give them to sip from the kosher bracha, no harm in him giving them from his cup. Now there's a difference between eating bread and eating in Kiddush. Some get confused. When it comes to making Kiddush, if the person that's making Kiddush, here we're not dealing with Kiddush, here we're dealing with Birchas HaMazon, the people that are going to get from the from the one who makes kiddush should not drink until the mevarech drinks. But when it comes to hamotzi, you can eat right away.
Now, someone's, even if he's not hoitza?
That's only no. He is moitzi. Assume that he is moitzi. If he's not moitzi, he probably should wait to make the bar prayer gofen. Then you have no problem. You should definitely wait to make the bar prayer gofen until after the mevarich he drinks, because you want it to be. Like, I'm not sure in that case, but certainly in the case when you are being yoitzi with his bracha, you should wait until he sips before you sip. They have their own full cup. And that's not the case that we discussed. You have a full cup of wine in front of you. You don't have to give them anything because their kois is not pogum. They can drink from their kois right away. See, I guess it depends. If he makes the bracha for them, they answer amen, they're finished.
And they can drink
before him because they have their own kais. And if he does not, if they're making their own bracha, they can do it right away. You never see this.
Yes, that, sure. This is very good for
the Seder,
that's the dollar kais.
For the Shabbos.
Asu the Shabbos? After you bench?
No, the same principle. If you make it
yes,
Kiddush,
yeah. Everyone should have their own kais.
Little kais, and then when he makes the yom hashishi, whatever,
right.
When he finishes,
they can drink right away. But they have to have their own kais in front of them before. But you don't see that. No one does that. You only see that he distributes from his kais to their kais. They all should be nene from the kais shel bracha. Okay, I don't know. Why don't
they have to wait for
the battle
first?
Okay, let's go further. Now here's a very, very common. You want to be mechave someone with benching, but the person that's going to be do benching does not want to drink. Very nice. I'll take the honor. I'll take the kavod and bench here in front of 1,000 people, but I'm not going to drink the wine. I don't want to drink the wine. So is he allowed to accept the benching? And if he does accept the benching, what do you do with the cup of wine? Someone must drink it. So you'll get the honor. You'll be on the video. You'll get all the honor, like on the wedding video. You have the honor of a sign of a reich. End of the wedding, right? You're holding up the kais and you're going to bench. And then when the benching is over, you do not make the bar prayer gofen. You give it to someone, you give it to one of the kids. Someone will take or make a bar prayer gofen and drink the kais shel yayin. You can do that. That's what he says, b'di'eved. Yachal to lish acher min ha'masubin shi'ivarach bar prayer gofen. The yish teshi, the person that makes the bracha, will drink a shiradis, yivarach bracha acheroina. The yesham, some say, de'ein lasois kain. That's not the right thing to do. It's not the right thing to take the cover of benching if you're not planning on drinking the wine. Ela dafka ha'mavarich Zimun, the one that leads the benching, who yivarech alakoyts v'chei nochem lasos. That's how he appears to paskin. That is now the other next best solution that the Pisket Shuvah says the name of the Mishnah Berurah is that drink a little bit, just make the bar prayer gof and drink a sip. The odif, I'm reading you what it says, she yivarech alakoyts v'yishtem ma'at. Take a little sip.
No,
if you take a little sip, then lechatchila you could take the benching. And then the next best thing is to give the kois to someone else to finish off, if someone will do that for you. V'yitein la'acher. I'm reading what it says here. Ligmar shesiyaso. V'halo yishter. The other person will bring l'chopachas revias oimla lugmav. And the next best thing is to leave and give everyone a little sip. It's a very good thing to give the kosher shel bracha. Everyone should be tafel shel kosher shel bracha. Some people, for some reason, it's like, mom, it's poison. Yeah. No one wants to drink. Why do you want to drink? It's good to take from the kosher shel bracha, a tima. It's a bracha. It's a zechus. It's a merit. So he says something very interesting. He says that, someone benches, and no one wants to drink a revias. It's a problem. Because a revias of yayin from the kohen shel bracha should be consumed. And the solution is distribute the cup to multiple people, so the combination of five people taking little sips will combine to a share of 3 ounces, and a revias of the yayin will have been consumed.
And no one has to make a bracha
achrona. So there are tzvei dinim. There's a din that lechatchila one person should drink the revias of yayin. If that's not going to be done, the very least, don't insult the cup. Don't insult the kohen shel bracha. Someone should drink the revias. Give it to a child to drink the revias.
What about if everyone has their kais malei,
a kais malei,
and he's moitzah, and they drink,
And he does not drink. No, that's not right, because that was the kais upon which the bracha was made. The kais, that's a bonus.
Right to everybody.
So what? But that's the kais. The kais that the benching was made upon is the ikar. That's the kais that was used in honor of benching. It's the ikar kais. He's holding
in
his hands. What?
Because he was blind to them.
That's wrong. You have to make a bracha per gofen. They don't have to make. They're making their own bracha per gofen. Because they're benching alakais, they're also it's also part of the din of benching alakais. When every single person has in front of them a kaisal bracha, we learned yesterday that there is an opinion that even when you bench privately, you're all alone. No one's at home. You're all alone.
We just said this. Av of yeshlem kaisis b'tnei atzmon ve'inam begumayis.
They can drink right away. But that's only after the mezamin, the leader, also makes his own broch and has his own kais.
Well, let's say he doesn't want to drink.
That's not right.
They're drinking their kaises.
No, it does not. It does not take away from the obligation for him and the kais shel broch, a birch mezuzah, to be consumed in some way or form. That's the ikar. The ikar is, oh wow, it's so late. Okay, we have to stop because I want to do some tefillah. Okay, so we're going to stop. We'll stop here. I'll pick this up tomorrow.